Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You'll hear a radio announcer introducing what's on at the local art centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Hello and thanks for joining me on The Art Scene Tonight, brought to you by your local radio station 2ZG and made possible by the generous sponsorship of Bertrand's Music and Video Store. Firstly, I want to announce that the refurbished art centre downtown is opening soon with some spectacular visual art displays and performances that you won't want to miss. In Gallery 1, the Art Centre will be hosting an extraordinary exhibition of the latest creative works of our regional artists. There'll be landscapes, abstracts, photography, ceramics and sculpture. The exhibition opens on the 4th of March and runs through to the 10th of April. It's free and open to the public from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays. And, by the way, all works on display are for sale, so be sure to bring your credit card with you. Gallery 2 will put on the annual showcase of the art of school students who take a sometimes challenging and often emotive look at the current issues facing youth in particular and society in general. This is the Issues of the 21st Century exhibition, and the dates to keep in mind are the 10th of March to the 4th of April. The gallery will be open from 10 till 3, Monday, Wednesday, Friday and weekends. There's no charge, but teachers should make bookings if they're bringing large groups. Let's move on to the performing arts now. Shakespeare season is back again, and this year's production is the ever-popular Romeo and Juliet. Tickets are just $40 for adults and half price for seniors. And there are rush tickets for students at $15. Performances are in Theatre 1 at 8 o'clock every evening. Bookings are essential. The show runs from the 5th of March to the 3rd of April, and there is a possibility of more shows if there is a high demand for tickets. Now, if you like your folk pop with a country twist, you must see Shannon Keel, who is back in town for one night only on the 1st of April, performing for us in the basement. She'll be supported by Ricky Bond's band, which has been touring with her for the last 7 weeks, and showtime is 9:15. Tickets are on sale at the door, just $12.50. Doors open at 8. Coming to the Art Centre for 4 performances in the showroom is Class Act, a quartet who have captivated audiences with their amazing repertoire of classical music, and who now include top-class cabaret in their programme. They will give matinee performances every Friday in April at 11 o'clock. Tickets are only $14 a single, or better yet, why not get together with a group of 6 or more friends and pay only $12?
Before you hear the rest of the announcement, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Now, here's some exciting news. I've just heard that Michael O'Brien is going to perform at the Art Centre next year, but we haven't got any dates finalised yet. As you know, Michael is Ireland's most popular easy-listening entertainer, and he's returning from a tour of Canada and the United States, where he has enjoyed huge success, even in Nashville, the home of country music. Well, that's a long way from his Irish roots. Michael is without a doubt a singing superstar. He has had 15 top 10 music videos and is almost a permanent feature in the UK album charts, with 18 UK chart albums to date. But he is still as excited and enthusiastic about his work and his fans as he was when he first launched his career 20 years ago. Perhaps some of you are unaware that Michael's first years were ones of struggle. The family was very poor, and his father was forced to go abroad to provide for his family. He worked on farms in Scotland, and it was very hard manual labour, very different from the lifestyle Michael enjoys today. Unfortunately, his father died when Michael was only 5 years old, and the burden of raising five children fell on his mother. Although Michael followed in the footsteps of his sister by pursuing a singing career, she was his role model and inspiration, he has attributed much of his success in life to his mother's influence, and he has dedicated his most recent DVD release to her. You can pick up a copy of that DVD, Unwavering Devotion, at Bertrand's Music and Video Store. Well, that's all from me. It's been nice talking to you. Tune in at the same time next week. Until then, good night and take care.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.